Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It feels so good. I want to cry that we made it. Hallelujah. It's the last day of March. Yes, March 31st, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24... Oh, wait a minute. What am I saying? 48 hours. Yeah, we didn't have one yesterday. Hey, coming your way in about 5 minutes. We already know what I'm going to say first off. It's the Samsung Galaxy 8. Or should I say S8. Now, I'm sure a lot of you know, yeah, I'm kind of an Apple fan. I have an iPhone. I like the iPhone. I seen this phone and went, holy crap, I want that phone. Yes, it seems that Samsung definitely is ready to put that Note 7 fiasco behind them. The new phones, which come in 5.8 inches and 6.2 inches, both have a 2960 by 1440 resolution. Holy moly. With 570 and 529 PPI. Now, amazingly, just like the S7, the S8 is also only 8 millimeters thick. The Plus actually just being slightly thicker, 8.1 millimeters. However, though, when it comes to height, it's just 6.5 millimeters taller than the S7. Now, yes, the rumors were true. We've got Retina Scan on there. Bixby is also on there. And I'm sure a lot of other bells and whistles and goodies they didn't even get to announce to us. As far as the inside goes, you got a Snapdragon 835 chip. You got 4 gigs of RAM on board. And you got 64 gigabytes of storage with, of course, that extra SD card slot so you can give it up to another 256 on top of that. Now, the camera, only 12 megapixels, but Samsung says there will be improvements with image processing. Plus, you're going to get that 8 megapixel autofocus front-facing camera, too. How much to get all this Samsung goodiness? About $750 for the S8 and $850 for the S8 Plus. So, no, it's not going to be cheap. But it might put a few dents in sales of upcoming iPhones. We shall see. Twitter, once again, trying to give us more to do with 140 characters. This time, they're taking away the @reply as counting towards it. What does this mean for you? Well, pretty much self-explanatory. When you @reply somebody, that no longer will count towards your 140 characters, so you can tell them a whole bunch of extra crap that you couldn't before. Now, if you're replying to a group of people, the header will show the number of other folks in the conversation. So, say you're replying to 2 or 3 people, the text will just be replying to so-and-so and 2 others. There's a drawback, however, though. If you want to tag other people in the conversation, you will still have to type in their usernames manually, just as you would before. And by doing that, yes, it will count towards your 140 characters. And finally, Netflix. Yes, it definitely seems to be the wave of the future of how we will consume our video media. So much so that ESPN thinks, yeah, maybe we ought to do something like Netflix. According to Bloomberg, ESPN is adapting this digital future, they're calling it. I got news for ESPN, it's kind of already here. They want to have a Netflix-like interface on their ESPN app. However, though, this is where the future puts on the brakes. It will be limited to cable subscribers. Okay, you just lost the plot, ESPN. They're saying this new interface will be customized to users' tastes and will put live games side by side with, say, episodes that are on ESPN so that the content goes hand in hand. Yeah, whatever. I know, I was kind of sitting there getting all excited. Ooh, ESPN wants to be like Netflix, but still be like traditional terrestrial cable and satellite. Yeah, ain't gonna work there, ESPN. Sorry. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, you know that's our website. Get on over there and check it out for yourself. Get subscribed to our wonderful podcast. Check out our blog and review section there for you, too. Give us a like over there on Facebook, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our Slack room with our BTN community. We love for you to be a part of it. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show headed into the weekend. Oh, indeed. Yes, looking forward to it. I bet you're looking forward to your weekend too, aren't you? Go on, admit it. Don't worry though, we'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, enjoy your Friday, enjoy your weekend, and thank you very much for listening.